It really helps to mobilize your back, even when you're in the first few days of acute pain. If you can get moving a bit, it would really help break the tension, spasm, pain cycle. Okay. Now, at first and for some time after acute back pain begins, you'll really need to loosen up slowly, every time you've been asleep, or when you've been resting or sitting for a while. And this mobilization routine will explain how. Don't be too concerned that if, in the early days, you find the simple act of getting out of bed feels like more than you can manage. Use that side roll method and climb up your thighs to get upright. Anyway, this phase should soon pass, after 2 or 3 days or so, but get advice if it doesn't. Well, as soon as you can, get moving, because even though you'll still be sore during the first 2 or 3 days of acute back pain when you do the mobilization, it will help you a lot, doing it as often as you can. Start slowly with these movements and see which ones work best for you. Do all the movements slowly and carefully, even though they make you feel achy. But stop if you feel sudden severe pain. And you'll find it very helpful to spend a few moments doing a brief relaxation technique before or after the routine. Okay, so now you're lying on your back. If you've been asleep, or maybe you've been sitting, but anyway, you're on your back again to do these mobilizations. It could be on the bed, it could be on the ground, or on something that makes you feel reasonably comfortable. Right. Firstly, I want you to bend your knees. Good. So your knees are bent, and start to be aware of your lower back now, and make some small movements. Firstly, try pushing your back into the floor or the bed, and then relaxing. Just try that. Pushing into the bed, holding it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then relaxing. Try it again. Count for 4, 5, and now I want you to do the opposite movement. This time you're going to very slightly arch at the waist so that your back isn't pushing into the bed. You can lift your bottom up, but just very slightly when you arch. Even if you can hardly feel this movement, just slightly arch at the waist. Now, let's try a combination. First, pushing into the bed or the floor. Count for 5, but don't hold your breath while you're doing it. And then slowly arch the other way. Count to 5. And keep doing this, even if you don't feel much movement. And just keep breathing gently. Each time, flattening your back into the bed or the floor. Holding for 5. Don't forget to breathe, and then arching the other way. And back into pushing into the bed, and then arching the other way. Just try this a few times, and notice that you're rocking the pelvis very gently as you push and arch, push and arch. And you might feel that as you get this movement going, you can push further and arch further. Do this a few more times. Good. Okay, now you may well have found that this has released your back a bit, so that now you can bring your knees towards your chest a little, with the help of your hands, with your hands behind your knees, on your thighs, the backs of your thighs, and then bring your knees very slowly and gently towards your chest, until you begin to feel some stretching in your lower back. But stop if it causes any acute pain. Good. Now let your knees move away again and go back to having your feet on the bed or floor. And breathe gently. Now, if that movement felt okay, I suggest you do it again, drawing your knees towards your chest, using your hands on your thighs, and this time drawing towards your chest on the out-breath, so that the back relaxes on the out-breath. And when you've gone as far as you can towards your chest, breathe easily. Don't hold your breath. Now hold that stretch until you begin to feel the back relax a little. Just keep breathing easily as you feel your back relax a bit. And then relax the pull, letting your knees go back away from your chest as you relax that pull. Then once again, As you breathe out, draw your knees towards your chest. Go as far as you can, breathing easily, letting your back relax a little. Holding the stretch. Perhaps feeling that your knees go a little nearer to your chest as your back stretches. Your back muscles relax. Very good. And now ease off the pull, just long enough to let your back feel it's relaxing again. Breathing easily, and then now the final time, draw your knees towards your chest, feeling your back relax. Let it stretch and breathe easily. And bringing your knees a little further towards your chest if you can. Good. And now let go of the pull slowly. Let your knees draw away from your chest. And let your feet go back to the floor. And this time you're going to let your knees flop down to the right side. Just see how that feels. And as you breathe easily, let them go a little further until you feel there's some stretching on the left side of your back. Don't let yourself get any acute pain. Just let your knees drop towards the floor as far as they'll go. So you feel this twisting movement. Stop if you get any real pain. And just breathe easily until you feel some relaxation. Letting your knees relax towards the floor. Letting your back slowly stretch with each out breath. That's it. Breathe out, letting your back relax. If it isn't comfortable, just come back to the midline. Okay, so back to the midline slowly and comfortably, bringing your knees over to the left as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, let them fall slowly to the left side. And use your breath to let your back relax slowly, letting your knees go as far as they can, breathing easily, and then when you're ready, and on an in-breath, bring your knees back. So let's just try repeating that a couple more times. Once to the right, letting your back stretch and your knees fall towards the floor. Each time you breathe out, relaxing slowly, breathe easily. Then back to the midline and then over to the left. Just letting the stretch happen. Then back to the midline, breathing easily. Knees fall to the right. Letting your back relax and your knees flop further towards the floor each time you breathe out. Breathing easily. And then finally, back to the midline and over to the other side. Your knees fall to the left as you breathe out, letting your back relax each time, breathing easily, go as far as you can, breathing easily, feeling the stretch. And it's okay if it's aching a bit, but no acute pain. So finally, on the in-breath, back to the midline, and that part of the exercise is finished. Just notice now how your back feels. You should begin to feel now that you can get moving a bit more. That's very good. Breathe easily. And now for the final part of the exercise. If you're ready to roll over, just slowly roll onto your stomach. It shouldn't cause much acute pain, but go very slowly. See how it feels. If it does cause any pain, stop and just return to your comfortable position. So, okay, now if you're face down on the bed or on the floor, this time I want you to place your hands under your shoulders, so they're just under the top of your chest, and use your arms and your elbows just to slowly push your upper body off the floor. Perhaps you can rest on your elbows, so you're raising your chest up off the bed or the floor, but take your time. This exercise stretches your back and levers your chest off the floor. So stretch as far as it's comfortable. If it's comfortable to rest on your elbows, that's fine. If you can raise your arms a bit further, that's good. It just makes your back bend further. But only go as far as is reasonably comfortable. Don't cause any acute pain. And try to relax in that position, breathing easily gently letting your lower back stretch as you lever your upper body off the floor, using your arms to hold you in that relaxed back-bending position, breathing easily. Just see how that feels. See if it's a good position for you to relax your back in. Many people find it is. And hold it as long as you feel comfortable, with your breathing allowing those muscles in your back and your belly, and maybe in your chest, just to slowly release. When you've had enough, just begin to use your arms and your elbows and gradually return your body to the bed or the floor, breathing easily. And now finally, roll back onto your back. So spend a little time appreciating the relaxation and the increased movement you've got. Just let yourself wriggle a bit, see how it feels, and breathing easily. Once your back pain starts to ease off, it's best to carry on as normally as you can. Even if it's sore, keep moving. And from time to time, you'll need to do these exercises again, perhaps rather frequently at first, but less often as the muscles and the tension and the discomfort improves. And let me remind you, as you start doing everyday things, it'll help to have one or two easy stretches you can do while you're sitting at work or at your workstation, or wherever you can use these relaxation exercises and the stretching exercises. So take lots of mini breaks and don't let yourself stiffen up too much once you get back into work. Good. Okay, I wish you well.